Our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of Davis, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
"This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
This is a great story that I'm going to read to the children and to all of us called "What God Wants for Christmas." It's a children's story, and so it has a little rhyme to it. I think you'll like it a lot. And the children are going to stand up and place some boxes over by the manger as the story is read. Hey, before we get started with the story, could you help me, if you were part of the praise time in song, how did you do Jesus? What was the sign for Jesus? Okay, great. How did you do holy? You remember holy? Okay. Something way beyond us that God shares. That's great. Now, how did you do glory? Let's do that one. Was it, you didn't do glory? Or at a door? What was it? A door is, okay. That was great. Can you kind of remind me of that at the end of the story? Because I got to tell the adults some good news also today. But listen to this story, adults and young people. What God wants for Christmas, it's to you a surprise. In box number 7, it is disguised, but no peeking, be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and it's really great. The story starts off with Gabriel. In the beginning, God started to plan to bring about Christmas, and it would be grand. "For I stand in his presence. I'm Gabriel, and God wants you to hear the story I tell. For my words will offer his great gift to you, and you'll know what he wants when the story is through." Here's the next person in the Bible. This story began when Isaiah did tell that a virgin would give birth to Emmanuel. And that name is special. It means God with us. And one day in this child, many would trust. What God wants for Christmas, it's to you a surprise. In box number 7, it is disguised. But no peeking, be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and it's really great. Here's the next part of the story. Sweet Mary now knew that she'd be Jesus' mother, but moms need some help. She needed another, and Jesus would soon need a here-on-earth dad. God knew all that. Here's the plan that he had. Joseph, take Mary. She'll be a good wife. This marriage is still God's plan for your life. God's Spirit has given her a baby within. His name will be Jesus. He'll save you from sin. After a while, there came a decree, "Go back where you came from originally." So this couple set out to Bethlehem town. And when they arrived, they looked all around, but the inns were too full. No room for two guests, and Mary was tired. She needed some rest. "All the rooms are taken," the innkeeper said, but then an idea popped in his head. "My stable's not much, but there you can stay. I'll give you this manger." a feed trough with hay. Later on, there in the quiet of night, to Joseph and Mary, excited delight, she gave birth to God's Son. It was not a surprise. God said it would happen, and He never lies. God gave the first gift that first Christmas day. He gave us the Christ, the babe in the hay. And that is not all. God wants something grand, an offering to Him, the part of His plan. During the night, while all was quite still, shepherds were sheep watching out on a hill. A Savior is born, boomed a rushing wind voice. I herald Messiah. It's time to rejoice. Now what stood before them? An angel in white with eyes full of fire and stature of might. Go to Bethlehem now. In a stable you'll find a babe in a manger. This is your sign. Okay, box number five. Shepherds, a lot of those came to see Jesus. Now way in the east lived some men who were wise. They saw a new star when they looked at the skies. This must be the star written here in our book. It tells of a king. Let's go take a look. So they followed this star till it finally rested where Mary, the mother of Jesus, were nested. When they stepped inside, they all fell to the floor to worship the king. But then there was more. These men gave him frankincense, myrrh, and fine gold to honor the one the new star had foretold. This is number six. The wise men, they were almost the last ones to get there. They still got there. And here's the last part of the story. This is where you and I come in, and all the adults who are here today. What God wants for Christmas, now here's the surprise. In box number seven, where it's been disguised, peek in the box, for so long you have waited. What God wants is you, the one He created. Me, you ask, why is this so? I cannot wrap me and put on a bow. No, you cannot, but what you can give are the choices you make in the life that you live. God wants you to know Him and love Him within, and this is called worship, an offering to Him. Pray now and offer your life and your heart. Say, Jesus, I need you. I'd like a new start. Forgive me today for the sins I've committed, so one day in heaven I will be permitted. When you pray this decision, the heavens rejoice that you have made worship of God your life's choice. God wants you to know Him, so choose every day to love God and thank God and give Him your praise. Now here's a mirror. We give Him ourselves, and that's some little ones up on the screen there. We'd like the children to give their life to Christ and for us to do that also. Box number seven.